All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Fresh Takes Podcast with Russo and Felice. I, of course, am Paul Russo, across from me, as always. You're looking dapper today, by the way. Man, myth, legend himself, Nick Felice. Nick, how you doing today?
Thanks, man. I just haven't changed out of my work clothes today. But does your mic sound a little weird?
Yeah, I don't know. I think in all honesty, the headphones over here that I used to wear that you test, I think they're like really loud. So I'm gonna try to
get this out here for a quick second. Is? That's definitely it.
Yeah, and
but Paul,
I'll be back in a quick second. You talk for a second while I work this out.
Well, I was gonna talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, you talk. We'll keep the camera on you while I do.
Okay. Well. This weekend is the biggest weekend in Seneca Falls.
Yep.
It is, what do they call it? It's a Wonderful Life weekend, or is it a Wonderful Life race? What's it called?
Well, hold on. Does it sound better now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just I remember to plug that back in quick. Yeah,
what's
so.
What's it called?
It's Wonderful Life weekend? Well, the festival itself. So we have two different. You could, I guess, if you want to like umbrella it, Wonderful Weekend. But you have the Wonderful Life Festival going on. You have It's a Wonderful Run 5K going on. So, yeah, big weekend here in Seneca Falls.
Rec going to be busy.
Huh?
The rec going to be busy.
Well, depends what you mean by that. We will technically be closed Saturday.
Paul, are you running?
Assist. No, I will be working.
Would like to see you get out there, try to compete for the championship?
Yeah, see, no. This would be an ideal training situation.
Did you book
for you.
Us a booth? Are we going to sign autographs somewhere?
No.
Okay.
If you come up and ask for an autograph from me, one, weirdly, I will thank you and make it as awkward as possible. And two, I will sign something that is extremely as awkward as possible. Say a shirt, maybe a forehead.
if you sign a forehead, please videotape that.
There needs to be a picture involved on that.
Yes.
But, no, yeah, big.
Is it the biggest weekend in Seneca Falls?
I guess it kind of depends what.
Try finding a parking spot.
Yeah, I guess it depends. On Saturday. I guess it depends your prerogative in this sense.
How do you get there? Where do you park?
We are
do you
able,
get an assigned parking spot?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
When do you start working? On Saturday. I want to know.
When will I start? Probably noon or so.
Ooh. How are you going to find a spot?
Noon to 8.
How are you going to find a spot?
We have spots for the workers like myself and, you know, the rest of the rec employees like Jim and Missy and all of us.
All right, just looking out for
it. Aaron, Dwayne.
Noon's going to be tough.
We'll be good. Yeah, we'll probably be there until about 8 o'clock or so working, give or take. I know I'll be there until 8 and then... I know me and you got a prior engagement going on Saturday night, so...
at the old SMS?
Yeah, we'll be going to that, and... yeah. Trying to think of what else. But yeah, even if you're in Seneca Falls, more or less, though, if you're out of town, come on in for a couple hours on Saturday. It really is a lot of fun seeing... for us... It's really weird, I guess, seeing downtown and the whole entire town itself be as busy as it is, because we just, for one, just aren't quite used to it, obviously, but it really is quite the experience to be able to come in. Oh, it's great for the town.
Yeah.
Great for the town overall, obviously, for, you know, everybody from, say, the town government level, definitely down in the businesses. I can't imagine what, say, a Parker's or a Red's or like a Beast Cafe, you know, Gould Hotel.
Will they open up Joe's Hostess for the weekend?
No, I wish. Oh, I miss that place.
That would be, you
know, we talked about this, not to get too off track before we're already off track anyway to a degree, but man, we were discussing it a few weeks ago when we went and saw Ford versus Ferrari. How much I've been fiending in Alexander the Great.
Are they even a thing anymore, or is it?
What, Alexander the Great?
No, Joe's Hots.
Nah, they're not a thing.
Not even a thing.
We need to do that. Now I'm... Now I'm starting to get hungry. I really need an Alexander the Great, man.
They are good. I'm a garbage plate guy.
I know. I like garbage plates too, but man...
No baked beans,
The Alexander the Great was the... Joe's Hot Sandwich.
You know what I mean? If I can remember any of the sandwich names, I remember that
one. I remember a few. There was the LL Cool Witch, which I liked, which was just like a pulled pork sandwich type deal.
I loved that it was open until 3 in the morning.
Wasn't there like a Clint Eastwood or something like that too? So,
well, come on down, Sagamore Falls. It's going to be popping.
It will
this
be.
This weekend.
Speaking of popping in this weekend, let's take a quick look at what we got on tap for tonight. We'll go NFL first, only because of seamless transitions. And then we'll go into the NCAA football. We'll discuss the college football playoff. We'll get into the Baseball Hall of Fame Veterans Committee.
MLB breaking news throughout the show?
Hopefully. You never know. We will talk baseball stuff from the winter meetings next week. Only because...
You don't want to talk about Didi today.
Well, no. Only because... Not to say a ton hasn't happened. A lot has, but they're still there for another full day plus a half day.
Mm-hmm.
So... Understood. We'll discuss probably the main stuff. There has been a couple interesting tidbits that have come out, but we'll discuss that next week.
And Paul doesn't want to talk about Didi. I saw him throw a couple of tissues before the show.
Pour one out. But Baseball Hall of Fame Veterans Committee, we'll discuss that. A lot of controversy surrounding that at the moment, including myself. I'll probably get a bit animated for me when we discuss that. And then Nick's got a final fresh take for y'all today. So
we will wait.
Get excited.
Got to remember what it is.
I got a text already. No video. I don't know what to tell you. We're streaming fine on this end. It's probably lagging a little bit, as it always seems to happen a little bit. It happens. It's technology.
We're not live.
We are live. No, we're live.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, as I'm reading this right now, it's just not receiving data at a fast enough rate, so it's buffering a little bit. It's technology. I'm sorry,
the show
Mom.
Must go on.
The show's going on. Sorry, it's technology, Mom. I do what we can, and we go from there. Speaking of going on, the NFL never, ever stops.
Well, it does.
Way to ruin the joke. So let's start here. Spoiler alert for everybody. I didn't see a ton of football action, really, period, this weekend. I was out of town, enjoying myself. But Sunday I was in a car, at the very least listening to games for the most part. One single game in particular, based on where I was, obviously would have been the Ravens and Bills. The first half, Bills fans, I was with you. I think upset alert would have been a fair thing. You guys just couldn't keep up. Ended up struggling with them in the second half.
I'm glad you said that, because when a Bill fan looks at this, they're thinking, you thought they struggled the whole game, if you read that.
Well, we have to fit everything
in.
I get it. I mean, the offense struggled the whole game.
Just helping out Bills fans here. Paul does not think you guys struggled that
whole
game.
I'll put it to you this way. The Bills offense struggled the whole game.
Well, I mean, the Bills are known for the defense.
Yeah, but... let's look on the positive, Bills fans. You guys came back in the second half pretty good, I must say. Fourth quarter, not second half really as a whole. But came back fairly well. And you got Flutie Flakes back. I mean, it's a win-win. But, I mean, I think this weekend Lamar Jackson kind of took over the MVP.
That was it for the positives, I see.
Yeah. I think Lamar Jackson took over the MVP lead, to me anyway, this weekend. Unfortunately, if you're a Seahawks fan, that wasn't a pretty game. I gotta say, the Sunday night game and Monday night game this past week, and we can get into that. We'll discuss obviously a little bit of last night, but those were some of the two worst primetime games. Like, gameplay-wise, I've ever seen. Like, I just wanted off my TV fast.
Yeah.
It's not to say whatever, but, man, I think this year, for the most part, we've gotten lucky. But you can make the case that football gameplay wise, especially at the pro level, has gotten really bad overall the past 5 or so years. I've been saying it for a couple years now. But it was ugly. And like last night, Carson, you know, like Philly fans were booing Carson Wentz, but like Carson Wentz really had little to nothing to do with it, in my opinion. I mean, his receivers, Zach Ertz, that running back, Boston Scott, they were all like on pass plays. They dropped a ton of balls. And I know
the only options could go to.
I know the conditions weren't the best, but I mean, you still got to haul some of those in.
Jeffrey getting hurt didn't help either.
No, but that has nothing really to do with my point exactly. I mean, it was just bad. I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
But not to. I'm going to stay on with the Bills here.
Yeah.
Real quick. Bills fans, Paul was trying to lighten you up. I'm going to put you down because.
I wasn't really trying to, but.
I don't know why I always put down the Bills. I mean, I don't even hate the Bills. It's just. I think they can get into the playoffs, Paul, but they need to watch out. The Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers are coming. They're only a game back, those two, with 3 weeks to go. 3 weeks to go. Titans, underrated defense. Out of those three teams, the Bills, Steelers, and Titans, I think the Titans got the best chance, even though they're the one team out of the playoffs right now, they got the best chance to go to the playoffs. Because I like the Titans, man. I think they're – it was – good move putting Tannehill in there.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Don't know if you're believing in the Steelers yet, but Mike Tomlin has to be up there for Coach of the Year. I think he does. What he's done with that team, no Brown, no Bell, no Roethlisberger, no James Conner, no that one guy played for Notre Dame. To it. None of them. And they're 8-5 right now. Forget Cleveland. Forget all those other teams. They're done. 6-7. Raiders. John Gruden. Nice year. Choked. Colts. Choked. But the Bills need to win a game this week. Who do they play this week? They have to win.
They got the Steelers flexed to Sunday night.
The Bills are on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen them. I don't think I've ever seen the Bills on Sunday Night Football. Yeah. Monday night a couple years ago when they should have beat the Seahawks that one game.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, that's going to be weird. But I know they have the Patriots the week after. And that's a huge game. I didn't realize they're playing the Steelers. They lose that game to the Steelers, probably lose the Patriots one. Bills fans are sweating out. I don't know. Paul, I mean, the Bills have looked good, but I think it's time to panic, even though they're a game up on these two teams.
I don't know. These teams
are coming.
I mean, first off, I don't think Tomlin's Coach of the Year.
I didn't think Coach. I said he should be up for it.
I don't think he should be up for it either.
Why?
Whatever.
Do you see that Steelers team?
I can't give Coach of the Year to a guy who is now effectively getting lucky after he's already lost the locker room. I just can't. I mean, I don't. He, in my opinion, I don't think he should have been the head coach for the Steelers this year. After the debacle that went down last year, there's no way. I wouldn't want that. But then again, I'm stuck with Bruce Allen still somehow, so.
And there's rumors Mike Tomlin might be the Redskins
don't care.
Coach.
Don't care. Let's move on.
And your Redskins got eliminated this week.
Whoa, no, I don't care. I want them to lose. Let's discuss your Giants a little bit. Eli, a bit cryptic, I'd say, after the game, admittedly, but still got some gas left in that tank. Threw for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think something like 15 for 20, something in that range. He looked good, admittedly, and I've never been a really huge Eli guy, but he looked pretty good out there.
Yeah, not sure.
I don't I have a hard time believing he'd hang it up just yet. But I think he would if he knew his role at this point would just be backup only. It'll be interesting to see kind of the way Jacksonville shakes down, in my opinion. Obviously, this has been now a couple of years the connection point, but I think this year finally might be a year where you could see Eli in Jacksonville.
Does Tom Coughlin keep his job? Point,
that's the thing. I think Coughlin will keep his job. But
Marone?
I think Marone. I'd like to say Marone. I don't think Marone's quite on a hot seat.
Coming back to Syracuse?
If he became available, there would be an outside shot. But the thing with Jacksonville is I think Gardner's going to be the starter next year.
Which sucks. They paid so much money for Nick Foles.
Yeah. I still think Eli might play next year, but I feel like he has to be a starter somewhere.
I just
don't know at this point in his career many coaches are going to risk that.
I thought Eli played well last night. Payne looked like he was sweating more than Eli, though,
Yeah. Watching
that game. I'm not sure if this is Eli's last hurrah or this is Eli trying to sell himself. This is definitely the end of Eli Manning as a New York Giant. It's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
I think even if Daniel Jones does come back next week, Eli will be playing the Eagles again week 17.
Wow. I got breaking MLB news.
No way.
Yep. Although technically you could make the case that it's not MLB news. It's been rumored now the past couple days, and it's happened. Adam Jones has signed a 2-year deal to play for the Oryx Buffaloes in Japan.
Really?
Yes. How about that? So,
yes.
We will now return to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
Please.
Back to Nick.
I like Adam Jones, but he passed his prime.
Passed his prime. He hit 300 last year.
Who was he on?
Arizona,
that's right. Anyway, back to the show.
Speaking of, about guys past their prime.
Yeah, Eli Manning. Not sure if this is it for him or not. It's going to be it for him for the Giants. Daniel Jones will be the guy next year. Hopefully we get this number one pick. Come on, Bengals. We have the tiebreaker over the Bengals. We need the first pick. And we could sell it for something else because there's going to be a lot of people on Joe Burrow out of LSU this year. So we'll see. But speaking of our division, Paul, how about them Cowboys?
They suck. They do.
How much do they suck?
A lot.
Are they the best team in the division, though? We will find out week 16.
This past weekend, they weren't. Yeah, Jason Garrett, I don't think, is head coach next year. They did Brett Maher pretty dirty this past week, not going to lie.
What'd he do?
Oh, so in the morning, he did a PR. I shouldn't say PR because he does it a lot. But he was visiting the Children's Hospital in Dallas. Gets to the facility, and they cut him.
Really?
Yeah. After their social media team promoted him at the Children's Hospital in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's as if anybody needed more reasons to hate the Cowboys. But I digress.
What's your thoughts on Urban Meyer not to... What would you, because there's rumors about Urban Meyer being the Cowboys coach.
I'd laugh.
How perfect would that be?
It'd be perfect alignment in hell.
Do you like Urban Meyer?
No.
I didn't think so.
He's a terrible human being. He deserves whatever he's got coming to him when Art Briles greets him in hell.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't think that'd be a good fit. I don't think any college coach would be a good fit there as long as Dak Prescott's there.
But here's the real question.
So,
does the winner of this division go 7-9?
Probably.
I think so.
Probably. Be the first time since
the Seahawks.
Yeah, 2010 or something like that.
Whenever it
2009
was.
Or 2010. That's going to be wild. But, yeah, they're bad. I mean, Jerry's got to look in the mirror on that one, just finally take it on the chest and admit that it was his fault. So, I mean,
the Cowboys play the Rams this week.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good.
Anything on the Cowboys before we get into this week?
Dak still hasn't gotten his money. I don't.
It's fine by me.
I don't know what they're going to do with him. They should stop worrying if Dez Bryant catches the ball. That's all I should say for Cowboy fans to start realizing or focusing on this season.
All right. Any idea? I know you're back on the in the job scene at the moment, so I don't know if you were able to calculate what we were at this week.
Forgot.
That's all right. It's all right.
We'll figure it out.
It was a wacky week last week in a way. I don't know if people bet out there, but the gambling gods just weren't quite in a lot of people's favors this week.
You don't think you went 16-0?
Oh, I know for a fact I didn't because I took Houston.
Oh yeah, that's true.
All right, Thursday. Oh, God.
I definitely need to go 16-0 because I picked.
This is an awful Thursday night match. Jets at the Ravens.
I got the Ravens. I'm going the Ravens. And here's why.
Oh, Nick. Yes, come on. We don't need this.
They're better.
Bears at Packers, the first of the Sunday games. I'm going to go Packers.
I'm going to go Packers, too.
All right. Seahawks on the East Coast to play the Panthers. I'm going to go Seahawks.
You know, Matt's not going to like this. Upset of the week. Panthers win this game. Seahawks have to travel across the country to play this game.
True. Are they technically shorter week because they were the Sunday night game?
I got Christian McCaffrey, game-winning touchdown.
Hmm. Okay. Patriots at Cincinnati. A lot of turmoil going on with that matchup.
On to Cincinnati. And on to another Spygate investigation is what we're up to right now. And don't know why. Don't know why people, they always consider Bill Belichick one of the best coaches, but they forget about all the stuff that he's done. And I got the Patriots in this one.
Yeah, I got Patriots as well.
They're cheating.
All right, Texans at the Titans. Battle for the AFC South.
Texans struggled last week. I got them this week.
I got them as
Even
well.
I was just hyping up the
Titans. I got them as well because I feel like at some point Tannehill's got to come back down to earth. Like it's
Bills
gotta,
fans
it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Bills fans, you better hope the Texans win this game.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be in trouble.
Dolphins at the Giants.
Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Giants.
Why, Paul?
That Miami defense is terrible against the run.
Paul? The Giants, we're trying to get the number one pick here. We do not win football games.
I understand, but if you're a fantasy owner this week, you need to start Saquon.
Got the Dolphins in this game.
Broncos at the Chiefs.
Got the Chiefs.
Same.
But the Broncos have been playing good. Drew Lock needs to get some love. Drew Lock has been killing it.
Yes. The Eagles go to Washington to face the Redskins.
Eagles go to Washington.
I'm going Eagles.
I'm going Redskins. Eagles are bad. Redskins are bad. I'm going with the home team. Going Redskins. You watch. Redskins win this week.
Okay, the last of the 1 o'clock game. Wow, that's a really weird phrase to say this time at the moment. We haven't had that many Sunday afternoon games in terms of the late hour, but we have a couple more this week than we have in the past couple weeks. Last of the 1 o'clock, Buccaneers at the Lions.
Now this is a boring game here. I'm going to go Buccaneers.
I'm gonna go Lions. First of the 4 o'clock, Cleveland heads to Arizona.
Well, this is another grab the popcorn type game, but I'm going to go Cleveland in this game.
I'm going Cleveland as well.
Arizona has been struggling a tad. Got Cleveland in this game.
I'm going Cleveland as well. Vikings at the Chargers. We'll go Vikings.
Going Chargers. Go Chargers, go. They got a good team. Just got to figure
Death, Taxes, and Phillip Rivers. Jaguars at the Raiders.
Jaguars at the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders have to win this game.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I'm taking the Raiders. The
Jaguars, I've said to some people, I don't, maybe not you, maybe someone just random.
I haven't really seen you in a week, so.
I just tell them, Jaguars are the worst team in football right now. Okay. That defense is pitiful. Saxonville, what happened? I'm going Raiders. You going Raiders?
I'm going Raiders as well. Okay. Yeah, the matchup you talked about a couple minutes ago, Rams at the Cowboys.
I'm going to go Rams.
I'm going Rams as well.
Man, if the Redskins win too, they'd both be 6-8.
Falcons at the 49ers to wrap up the late hour Sunday afternoon games.
Got the 49ers are legit.
49ers are for real. I'm going to go 49ers. Sunday night game we alluded to, the Bills at the Steelers.
Still weird.
Give me Buffalo.
Give me Buffalo as well, but
oh,
need to win this game, Bills. If they lose this game and the Titans somehow win, well, that's right. If the Titans win, beat the Texans, then the Titans will win. They'd be in the lead for the division, then beat the Texans. Panic time for the Bills. They don't win this week. I'm just saying.
And on Monday Night Football, Colts at the Saints.
No one Saints.
I'm going to go Saints as well.
That's disappointing. Yeah. I thought you had Jacoby guy.
I like Jacoby, but...
T.Y. Yeah. Adam All right. Terry.
We need to move on to college football quickly.
Yes.
Championship weekend. A lot of interesting storylines, I guess, really came out of the weekend, if I'm being honest. You had a lot of coaching shuffling going on because of certain matchups and certain teams winning. I want to start at Ohio State, though, which was actually the final game of the weekend in terms of the championship realm. Comeback, beat Wisconsin. A lot of people were surprised that Wisconsin was up on them going into halftime. Can't say that I really was. Hard to beat, especially in college when you only play each other once a year. It's really hard to beat somebody that second time through. Especially in this matchup situation because Ohio State didn't really get a tough matchup all year. People talk about how like Clemson didn't. Ohio State didn't really get anybody tough all year either. At least in terms of actual game wise, like they pretty much were handling everybody pretty well.
Is it because the Big Ten's weak or they're good? We'll find out.
The answer to your question, it's a combo of both. The top of the Big Ten is really good. You get to the bottom, though, it's bad. I mean, Maryland beat Syracuse, and that was their last win all year. They lost out and went 2-10. Rutgers was terrible. It was a very down year for Michigan State. Ended up being a down year for Purdue. Northwestern was extremely down. I don't think anybody fully predicted
Indiana
that.
Indiana was down.
Indiana, I'd make a case, was up.
Really?
Yeah. They ended up being 8-4. They got a bowl game.
Oh, they got that good, huh?
Illinois ended up at 500. But I think overall it was, I'd say, the Big Ten down in terms. Combo of both. I mean, you got that. Friday night, Utah wins that game. Obviously, they get into the playoff. That didn't happen. Kind of the first domino effect
basically
of the weekend.
Set up a play-in game.
Yep.
Which was a great game.
It ended up being a very great game. Pac-12 After Dark doesn't disappoint usually. Can make the case that maybe to a degree it did, if you're hoping for some anarchy in the college football playoff. But, yeah, the Ducks were just a bit too much. Herbert kind of gets his, at least in conference, last hurrah before He becomes a NFL quarterback. I think he's second at the moment.
I think so.
Projection wise, there. Second or third, depending upon who you ask.
The Oregon quarterback.
Yeah. And then the other one I really wanted to talk about, at least outright, Clemson hit the high gear this weekend. I think if there was ever a middle finger game, I think that was it. It's like
they still got to prove some haters wrong, though.
Yeah, I agree with you to a degree, but
like if they go out there,
this Clemson team is the most balanced team in this playoff.
I mean, you haven't even mentioned what the Final Four is, but
well, that's because we're going to discuss that next.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just going to briefly say, Clemson—they got to prove the haters wrong, and they go out there and lose that first semifinal game, which Paul will get to. Then I don't think there's anything Clemson can say that they could say that they were good all year long if they don't win at least the semifinals. But Paul. That Baylor, I did see that Baylor Oklahoma game, which was great, which was the playing game.
Yeah, it did end up becoming the de facto playing game.
Yeah, that was a great game. But Paul, I told you this on the college football preview show. You told me to list off some teams. You gave me some teams for us to talk about. And I told you, will Georgia choke again? And they did.
They did.
What is your thoughts?
Well, definitely thought going into the year that they would be the anarchist in the SEC, and they weren't. I got that one wrong. But I was right that the Alabama team's not as good as you know people thought it would be. It's definitely was a down year in Alabama, and adapt and move on, Nick Saban. I got so close with that Cincinnati Memphis game, though. And to briefly synopsis what it was all weekend for me from a gambling perspective, and that game I had it as the final leg on a parlay. I took Cincinnati on the money line because I had full confidence in them, and they, not to say they blew it on the last play, but. If I had just taken the points, I would have won. That line was +9 for Cincinnati. Just so close. So close.
I know. That's gambling for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before we completely move on, at least from this sense of college football, only one Division I game this week. It's on Saturday. Army Navy in Philadelphia at the Link. Game day will be there as they always are. Nick, we'll do this as a fun pick game of the week. Who do you got?
Navy's finally going to get the revenge finally. Army's won it, I think, the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Navy's getting it back.
I'm going Navy as well. This is a very good Navy team.
They struggled for a little bit there. They weren't that's the reason they won. I mean, there's some good Army teams, don't get me wrong. Navy was down.
Navy had the opportunity, if things went right, for at least for them, over the weekend, to get into the Cotton Bowl Classic game. That is going to Memphis. Navy instead will be heading, not to give up too much away for next week, which we'll get into at the end of the show. But they're heading to the Liberty Bowl this year. So that's where they're off to. Let's head into the part two of our college football discussion, discuss some college football playoff preview action. LSU got the number one seed, Ohio State second, Clemson third, and Oklahoma comes in fourth.
Did they get it right?
Yeah, for the most part, they got it right.
I think it's pretty
obvious. I mean, my thing all year was I still think Clemson should have been number one. They didn't lose all year. You have to play that. I understand what they're doing, but this is the first time, I think, ever in polling history just in general, that the team that started off the year at number one and went undefeated the whole year ended up dropping out of that spot at the end of the year.
First time ever?
Yeah.
It's weird.
So I feel like it's a little bit of an unfair position, but they're in the playoff. I think overall you got the four best teams in there, just based on what you had to do because of the what happened over the weekend. If you're a gambler, now you'll probably get a chuckle from this, Nick. I don't know if you've seen this, but the opening lines for who will win the college football playoff as a whole, LSU comes in at number one at plus 150. Clemson comes in at number two at plus 200. Ohio State comes in third at plus 250. And then Oklahoma's in fourth, obviously, at plus 1275. Wow. Which I think is pretty fair. Yeah. This Oklahoma, not that they aren't, I'd say, a top six program in the country anyway right now. But I just, that offense will not be able to keep up with LSU's offense, in my opinion, because Oklahoma's defense does not do them any favors.
I mean, when you look at this Final Four, I mean, like, you mentioned the Oregon quarterback. Mm-hmm. Other than him, those are, like, some of the four best quarterbacks in college football.
Yeah.
So, if you have a quarterback, you're going to have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
It's worked for these four teams. Oklahoma definitely is the big underdog. I don't know, Paul. I think it's going to be interesting. That Ohio State-Clemson game is definitely, because you've mentioned Clemson. Some people say Clemson had a weak schedule. Some people said Ohio State had a weak schedule. It's going to determine, that game's going to determine who's the better team. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if LSU dominates this playoff,
mm-hmm.
they were by far the best team this year.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow, hats off to him. He's going to be the top quarterback taken out of the draft because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
although I guess it kind of depends too. I mean, what Ohio State does with Justin Fields.
Yes, is Justin Fields coming out this year? Or is he young?
I don't know. I think
Jalen Hurts coming out.
Yeah. Well, Jalen Hurts has to.
Yeah.
He's a senior. Well, to be fair, he could pull a graduate card.
This is definitely a good showcase. See how these guys play in big time games. I think it's one of the most interesting Final Fours that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, has LSU ever made the playoff?
No,
I didn't think so. I don't remember them ever in it. It would have been really interesting if Utah had made it. Then it'd be like, wow, this is. Mm-hmm. I think it's just weird because Alabama's not in it. But yeah, all these other three teams have been in it. Oklahoma's been in it a few times. Clemson's been in it basically every year.
Five straight years. They've only missed it the first year.
Ohio State's been in it. I think they got three really good teams, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson. They could all win the national title. Oklahoma can win the national title too, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to beat LSU, and then they're going to have to guarantee to beat another good team. And it's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are we talking all bowls here?
No.
No.
We'll do that next week.
I'm sorry if I was going to bring up Michigan-Alabama.
We're going to do that next week.
Next week.
Which I'll talk about at the end once we get through our main stuff.
I'll give you a little snippet. I am excited to see Michigan play Alabama. I'm interested to see if that game – if Michigan wins that game, does Jim Harbaugh keep his job?
I don't think he should, but whatever.
Notre Dame, Ohio State, not excited. Not excited at all. That game is not what we wanted. But I don't know, Paul. I got LSU, Ohio State, championship. LSU wins it all. I know that's boring, but.
I got Clemson, LSU, and I got Clemson winning it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ACC, a little biased right there, but.
I don't think people realize how Clemson is the most balanced team in this playoff.
We'll see.
I really don't.
I can guarantee you one thing. Your brother Pat will not be rooting for Clemson.
Well, if he enjoyed coming after Syracuse, you know, because we play Western Michigan every year, but hey, at least we beat our, you know, slug opponents. So
he's a Miami University fan, if anybody was wondering.
University of Miami. Miami University is in Ohio. They play in the MAC.
Yep.
It's a blessing and a curse. I hate this.
So your brother Pat, not a Clemson guy. Or a Syracuse guy. But, I don't know.
He's always got UNC in the back pocket.
Yes.
Hey, Nick, before we get on to our final sports topic of the day, why don't we tell everybody where Finger Lakes One is heading this week for high school basketball?
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, I got nothing cool this week like the 7'1" kid for Victor, but FL1 Sports is heading back to the Atwood in Lyons for East Rochester versus Lyons coming up on, tomorrow night. I got that wrong. Don't pay attention to Thursday. It's Wednesday. I typed it in wrong. Been used to doing Thursday for the past couple weeks. but they are heading to Lyons, 7:30 p.m. tip-off tomorrow. Jim Senecropi and Kevin Sharp will be on the call for us tomorrow night in Lyons. Again, East Rochester versus Lyons at Atwood Gymnasium tomorrow night. Tune in. Coverage tips off at 7:30 tomorrow night.
They do a hell of a job on that.
They really do a fantastic job.
It is.
And
cool.
Not
that's new too, isn't it?
What?
Them carrying games?
No. Wait, like FL1, us?
Yeah.
No, they've been doing it now for, I think, five or so years, give or take. And we will have some news, hopefully, to share with everybody next podcast. So, how about that nice little teaser?
There you go.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Final main sports topic of the night. This topic got me fired up yesterday. Well, technically, Sunday is when they got announced. But the Hall of Fame Veterans Committee elected Marvin Miller and Ted Simmons in the Hall of Fame via their vote. It's a 16-person committee. You still need 75%. That means you need 12 people to vote in your favor. Marvin Miller got 13 votes. Ted Simmons got 12. Marvin Miller's is more long overdue than anything else. Big. I can't emphasize enough how big of a role this guy has in baseball history. Pretty much effectively formed the union. He is probably the biggest name outside of Curt Flood in getting free agency for baseball, for professional baseball players in America. He unfortunately passed away in 2012, so he's not obviously able to be here for it. He is long overdue for this. Jim Senecropi, ninth season streaming live games.
How about that?
Yeah. Definitely more than either one of us thought, but that's...
I did not know.
We got some longevity going on.
Ninth season?
Yeah. So, all about history here at FL1. I love it.
I'm sure it's improved since the first season.
Yes. Well, definitely has. I mean, look at the strides that...
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, going on now with it. I mean, I don't know if anybody's tuned in. Not to get too off topic from what we were discussing. I don't know if anybody's really tuned in for some of the games yet out of our listening group. But the work that Jim puts in and everybody else here at FL1 for these games is really fantastic. And I think this is the best year we're going to have yet. So... A lot of new stuff, especially from the technical side of it, that I'm pretty excited about to work with and see. And obviously, I hope everybody else is excited to see with it as well. So, back on topic now. So I have a big problem with Ted Simmons getting in. A lot of it revolves around Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa is the main reason why somehow Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame, and now we have Ted Simmons somehow in the Hall of Fame. Above, in my opinion, the main guys right down there, including, I didn't have room for it, Tommy John was the last person on the ballot this year for the Veterans Committee. I don't understand how Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame and Ted Simmons is in the Hall of Fame, but yet Dale Murphy's not in the Hall of Fame. Thurman Munson's not in the Hall of Fame. Lou Whitaker is not in the Hall of Fame. And as well as Don Mattingly and Steve Garvey. But the one that I can't really have, two more or less I can't wrap my head around not being in, is Dale Murphy and Dave Parker. I just don't get it. I think they messed up. I think the committee messed up incredibly this year.
See, there's a is like a segment on Dave Parker coming up on MLB Network. Yeah,
they have a whole special coming out on Thursday night revolving around them, so around him. So
now this would have been Edgar Martinez if he didn't make it in.
Yes, correct.
I think he would have been in.
He should have been in anyway.
I say this all the time about the Hall of Fame. I don't understand the voting process. Are you a Hall of Famer or are you not a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
You play zero games from when you started the ballot to now. I get it. Wait 5 years, that's cool. But if you're not in the first year, you're not in at all. Are you a Hall of Famer or not? I get that they have 10 votes, and that makes sense to leave people on the ballot. Yeah. You only get 10 votes. But you should get as many votes as you possibly want. And you just decide if you're a Hall of Famer or not. And then they have this veterans community for the guys that don't make it after 10 years and getting over 5%. But it's nice. Are you a Hall of Famer or are you not a Hall of Famer? I mean, not to get too off topic with the Veterans Committee here, Paul, but how many years left does Bonds and them have? The steroid, yeah.
I know Bonds has 2 years. I think Roger has one or two after this as well.
Do you think they have a better chance of getting on the actual committee or the Veterans Committee?
I think the regular BBWAA.
So if they don't get on that, they're not getting in.
Not with the way this veteran committee is, no. Not in its present form.
Look at all the guys
they
just didn't let on.
What?
Look at all the guys they denied.
Yeah. I mean, I wish there was a way on the two play here, but yeah, I mean, it blows my mind. Like I said, I don't understand how Dale Murphy, two-time MVP, arguably top three player of the 80s, isn't in the Hall of Fame. Dave Parker, who was about as good as a bat, an outfielder defensively that you could have had over the course of about 15 or so years. Obviously, Thurman Munson, 10-year career, but finished MVP, top 10 voting each year in the league before he unfortunately passed. Whitaker, the moment Trammell should have got in, he should have been in. Obviously, Tommy John, successful pitcher, but definitely what he did for the game longevity-wise here with, you know, obviously the surgery being named after him has saved who knows how many arms because of him taking that chance back in the 70s. Steve Garvey and Mattingly, to me, two guys who I don't think personally should be in the Hall of Fame, but you have to give them definitely due process now if you have guys like Harold Baines getting in and Ted Simmons in. So, I can't, after now the past 2 years of Tony La Russa, you got to get more than 16 guys in the room to do this. You know, whether it's 32 or something like that to keep it even and balanced, I don't know. But, I can't – I just can't wrap my head around how Ted Simmons is in, but not Lou Whitaker, not Dale Murphy, not Thurman Munson, not Dave Parker. You know, but guys who he was better – guys who were way better than him. And look, I'm a sabermetrics guy. I definitely feel as though that's a very important part of the game. But at the same token, you still got to pass the eye test a little bit, and I just don't – I can't put Ted Simmons in above those guys. There's a lot of people I put in before Ted Simmons as well. So, look at it this way too. Ted Simmons is in the Hall of Fame before Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Larry Walker, you know. It's mind-blowing a little bit. Any closing thoughts?
Get them in if they deserve it. Bingo. That's all I have to say.
All right. Nick, we'll leave the camera on you.
Thanks.
So you got a final fresh take for us today, so take it away.
Yes. It says tips and tricks on how to help your holiday shopping, because I am terrible at celebrating the holiday. Same. Terrible. And here's how I'm terrible. I'm always late. I'm a Christmas Eve shopper. I know. It's shocking. I'm a Christmas Eve shopper. I always save it for last. I never know what to get anyone. So I got a brother and a sister and a mom and a dad in my family. But I don't know why I said that. So I don't know what to give them some most of the time. But do you know how terrible, Paul, it is to have a Secret Santa when you're the worst rapper of all time? Everyone knows it's your present, Paul. How do you fix wrapping a present? You let someone else wrap your present.
Oh, okay.
That's
I see
how
where
do
you're
it.
Going here.
If you're a terrible rapper like me, you know, you get the tape stuck in your fingers, you don't know where to cut the scissors, you cut too much, you cut too little, you let someone else wrap it if it's a Secret Santa. But this is how you do it on actual Christmas. You put a note in your present and say it's like a bike or something, you know, small, you know, put it in something, like put a note in it and say it's out in the garage or outside. It's like a car or something. But I always like to get a bigger box. Say it's like a ring or a ball or something. I get a bigger box. I put that in there. Even though it's a terrible wrapping job, you're still never going to know what it is until you open it. That's with wrapping. But, you know, to help out with your shopping, just go earlier. I need to learn how to shop earlier. It's simple. I don't know, Paul. What are you? Are you an outlet mall shopper? Are you a mall shopper? Are you a dollar store shopper? What's your top spot?
I think this year was the first year I bought most of my stuff online, in all honesty.
That's true. Online is taking over the game.
But that's only because I was able to get, for the first time, probably ever, that I was able to get better deals online than in person, at least for the stuff I was getting for people. That being said, I still need to go to, like, Destiny. I prefer going to Destiny only because... they got a couple stores there that the Outlet Mall doesn't have that I need to get stuff at for people. I'm not trying to give it away for obvious reasons. But yeah, I need it. I'm not to say I'm like you. I usually am pretty decent about getting it done a little bit earlier than whatever. But this year only because of the way certain things are working out, I'm going to be a little bit of a crunch time shopper.
Now, are you a money guy? Do you give them money in a card? Do you give some people money in a card? No.
That's what I prefer getting, if I'm being
honest. Yeah, that's what I would like to have. But
No, not for the most part, no.
I say if you want to have a great holiday season, just do something you would never do. Do something nice for someone else. You know, even if it's just like holding the door for someone. You know, it's just
really living life on the edge there with that one.
No, it's like, you know, it's the one time of the year I don't really like spending money that much. I mean, I do on gambling and food and drinking, but it's the one time of the year where I don't mind spending money for someone to have something that they really want. You know, I always get this one big gift for the whole family. One year I gave him a desk. Never built the desk, but it was the thought that counts, Paul.
You give a desk? That's got to be a first that I've ever heard of.
It was like 4 or 5 years ago. I went to Walmart, bought my whole family a desk. We need a new desk. Little did we know we didn't really need a new desk, but, you know, it was like $50.
Merry Christmas. I got you a desk.
I was in college. I didn't have money.
Nothing screams Christmas cheer like mahogany.
Anyway, you know, it's simple, you know. Do something nice. Have someone else wrap it if it's a Secret Santa, because I know a lot of people do Secret Santa. Now, are you a Secret Santa or are you a white elephant guy?
Well, I guess it depends.
I guess you don't make shots.
No,
right?
No. We do Secret Santa for, like, the summer baseball team. We do that. At the family events, we typically do like a white elephant type deal. We're switching it up. We've been switching it up the past couple of years from white elephant, but certainly something in the white elephant family.
Yeah. But I mean,
what just happened?
I don't know. That's why. But yeah, white elephant, Secret Santa. It doesn't matter. I just, you know, just get out there. You know, take it. You know what the best way to do it, even though you probably can't do it, is some people can't do it. Take a day off from work. Go shopping that day.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you know the weekend's gonna be tough. I can't even imagine Destiny on a weekend in Christmas. But I hear it's fun. You know, go see Santa. Go do a bunch of things. I'm not really help. I just need help with Christmas shopping. If you're struggling like me, hopefully these tips will help.
I don't think you really offered many tips.
But we need to get through this together. I'm just going to do something nice for someone. That's really it. And that's my fresh take.
All right.
Of the week.
All right. So, Nick, I'll go right to you. Who are you shouting out today?
So, I didn't have a shout out last week.
Do you not have one again?
Now, I'm going to shout out your boss, Jim Spina.
Yeah, that's right.
Tonight. He was supposed to be on the show. Barry let me down, but Clemson's in the Final Four. I did not pick Clemson.
I'm working on getting him in. The way it sounds, next week sounds like a week that he will be in.
I'm waiting. So I'm shouting out Jim, telling you to come on the show. I've never worked a show with him. I want to see how it's like.
Mm-hmm.
He was on in March when I wasn't here. I'm kind of bitter about it. I'm shouting out Jim.
My bad.
Good luck to Clemson. Good luck to your Minnesota Vikings. I don't know. Rams are coming, but I think the Vikings get in.
Yeah.
Shout out, Jim.
All right. So as I was kind of alluding to a couple of times throughout the show, next week we'll probably label on it. We'll probably be our last show through the holidays because Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve this year land on Tuesday night.
Oh. And
to put it frankly, Nick, we can't get away from those days.
Well, maybe Christmas Eve, not New Year's Eve. You will not see me here.
No, Christmas Eve, you won't see me here.
Yeah, I probably won't be here either.
So we'll probably be away for the holidays. So next week will be your last dose of us for a couple weeks until the new year.
It is a season finale?
Year finale, yeah. Season two. Coming
to a close. Someone will die at the end of this one?
There can only be one.
My contract is coming up.
Press. All right, Poppy Levitard. Yeah, so next week we'll do our college football bowl previews. We'll discuss, I guess, the main ones and maybe give some predictions on not all of them, but that is certainly a number of them, and we'll go from there with that. Discuss baseball, obviously, for next week. Obviously, the NFL. And if anything major pops up, that, and maybe we'll discuss our favorite things. Maybe we'll do a Christmas power ranking next week as well.
You like those power rankings. Get that board out.
Yeah, I got the board right. The board's right there. So, as always, we thank you for tuning in, giving us a listen and a watch.
Watch tomorrow.
Watch tomorrow night. Lions, East Rochester, 7:30. Coverage tips off here. We'll catch you guys here next week for Fresh Takes.